VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives closed the first week of public impeachment inquiry hearings into U.S. President Trump Friday with testimony from Marie Yovanovitch. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson.
Trump tweeted about Yovanovitch as she testified, prompting a warning from Democrats about the addition of potential charges in any articles of impeachment.
This is a part of a pattern to intimidate witnesses. And it's also part of a pattern to obstruct the investigation. It was also a part, frankly, of the pattern to obstruct justice.
But the president defended the move.
I have the right to speak. I have freedom of speech, just as other people do. But they've taken away the Republicans' rights.
And as Republican allies argued, the first week of testimony provided no hard evidence of wrongdoing. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
A teenager who opened fire at his high school in Southern California this week and then turned the gun on himself died from his wound Friday. AP's Tim McGuire.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says 16-year-old Nathaniel Berthau planned his attack, which left two Saugus High School students dead, three others wounded. He also says the investigation into a motive so far has turned up a cookie-cutter kid you could find anywhere. Lead investigator, Sheriff's Captain Kent Wegner.
We did not find any manifesto, any diary that spelled it out, any suicide note, or any writings.
The identities of the two students killed have been made public. They were 14-year-old Dominic Blackwell and 15-year-old Gracie Ann Mullenberger, described by her parents as their Cinderella. I'm Tim McGuire.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, in a televised speech to the nation earlier this week, announced that his government would release three prominent Taliban members in exchange for two Westerners abducted by the Taliban as a confidence-building measure with the insurgent group. This is VOA News. In Hong Kong, as they enter into another week of a five-month-long protest against the government, students are taking a different approach to challenging authority. VOA's Bill Gallo.
See behind me is actually pretty new. Students barricading themselves in at universities, preparing for long confrontations with the police. It's the start of what could be a new phase in the anti-government protests. Students are eager to defend their aggressive tactics. This is going on in at least five Hong Kong campuses. Many schools canceled class for the semester. At the Chinese University of Hong Kong, police moved in earlier this week, prompting a night of clashes that looked more like battles for territory. Police later accused the students of turning the campuses into weapons factories.
The violence between us and the police is unbalanced. You can see that. We just use the things we have, just only some bottles or some plastic. But the police has the gun and had the tear gas.
In the downtime, the students test their weapons, which don't even always work. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Iran's abrupt decision to raise gasoline prices as its economy worsens under U.S. sanctions and domestic corruption has angered many Iranians, prompting protests in at least five cities and online complaints. Without prior warning, the state-run National Iranian Oil Products Distribution Company announced an immediate 50% increase in the country's heavily subsidized gas price early Friday, raising the price from about 8 cents to 13 cents per liter. Venetians were woken up at dawn Friday to the wailing of flood sirens and the lapping of water as the already deluged Italian city was struck by a new tidal surge, further damaging ancient monuments, palaces and churches, and striking fear in residents. Although the new high tide, swollen by days of torrential rains, didn't reach the height of Tuesday's Acqua Alta or high waters, authorities say that more than 80% of the stricken city, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, is now flooded, with shops marooned, homes flooded, and street kiosks and newsstands washed away. A long aide to U.S. President Trump has been convicted of all seven counts against him, including obstructing the U.S. House of Representatives investigating into whether the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia during the 2016 election. Roger Stone was also convicted of lying to Congress and tampering with a witness, charges brought earlier this year by then special counsel Robert Mueller as part of the Russia investigation. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.